This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Taliban Afghanistan has to do business with somebody, and we'll hear who that might be. I'm David Brancaccio. In Afghanistan, the Taliban is now responsible for running the country's security and an economy where agriculture is a prime focus, and a terrible drought has left a third of the population at risk of going hungry. This according to the Red Cross from even before the collapse of the Afghan government. Let's bring in Ian Bremmer, president and founder of the Eurasia Group, a U.S.-based political risk consultancy. Ian, welcome.
David, good to be with you.
What do you think? Who's ready to do business with a Taliban-led Afghanistan? I don't know, Beijing, maybe?
Sure. The Chinese government will end up being the lead economic investor slash partner into the new Afghanistan. But let's keep in mind that the United States was providing the majority of the Afghan budget. And no one is going to make that up. So, I mean, the big story here is that the Taliban's not going to have the money to run their country.
Iran to the West is complicated. It sees a big security threat here. But I suppose, I mean, before all this, there were indications it would like to trade.
Sure. The region, you'll see this Pakistan trade, this Iran trade, and again, the infrastructure investment and perhaps some level of loans and support at low interest coming from China will be the significant money that the Taliban end up with. But again, this is going to be an incredibly incompetently run government. They have nowhere near the economic policymaking capacity that the former Ghani government had, or the Karzai government had, and they're not going to have the financing.
I mean, just to be clear, the World Bank had its Afghanistan Reconstruction Trust Fund. It was about $12 billion for development. A relationship like that just goes away?
Just goes away. In fact, just to be clear, the U.S. government has had internal conversations in the last few days, making sure that as the Taliban takes over, that they do not have access to all of the money that the former Afghan government did. So the economic squeeze is on. I mean, right now, the U.S. is talking about if they don't provide free access of everyone to get to the airport, they're going to engage in airstrikes against these guys. We're not talking about economic aid and development for the Taliban right now.
Now, refugees, we know a surge of Afghan refugees seeking asylum in other countries must be underway. One well-traveled route for those fleeing the country leads through Turkey, you know, and Turkey's a complicated place in Europe, Turkey's going to end up with refugees on its hands.
That's right. And Turkey is going to be, again, in a position of leverage where they are asking for money from the European Union to ensure that their borders are closed and they maintain and house all of these refugees. They've done quite a job on that front. Millions of refugees have been on the ground in Turkey. The majority of those leaving from Syria heading into Europe have ended up in Turkey. And a much smaller number have truly upset the apple cart politically in countries like Germany and France. So there will be an interest in the Europeans in working with Ankara. And this is, frankly, I mean, there are very few countries around the world for whom Taliban falling apart are potentially a geopolitical plus. Erdogan in Turkey is actually one of them.
Now, Ian, I know you believe this ugly exit from Afghanistan hurts U.S. relationships with its allies, but I mean, why? Allies don't appreciate the U.S. making a Taliban-led Afghanistan someone else's problem?
Allies don't appreciate, after 20 years of us fighting side by side with them, us making all of these decisions and taking them by ourselves. And I think both the internal policy review to leave, the announcement, how it was done, I mean, all of that is largely on the United States individually.
Mm. Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group, a political risk consultancy. Always good to talk to you, Ian. Thank you.
Be good, David.
The head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, said yesterday the UN's getting reports of, quote, severe restrictions on human rights in Afghanistan, including those of women and girls. Making a hard turn now to check financial markets, where the Dow future is down 0.6%. The S&P future is down 0.5%. The drop for the NASDAQ future, a little less, 58.4%. The benchmark 10-year interest rate, U.S., is down at 1.23%. London is up 0.1%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
How much are Americans spending on retail? The official figure is due this morning for July. Those could be down with lower car and truck sales that month. Plus, quarterly results are due today from two retailers shaped like big boxes, Walmart and Home Depot. Thing is, the April to June quarter in focus is before the easy-to-spread Delta variant of the coronavirus really took off. Here's Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
After getting vaccinated this spring, Galen Duncan in Canby, Oregon, started taking baby steps back into the world, going out to eat, going shopping in person. But now with Delta,
it gives me a little bit of pause to go back out and do some of those things.
So he's baby stepping his way back. New pair of jeans.
I would definitely err more on the side of ordering online.
Duncan is not alone in that. Jesse Wheeler, an economic analyst with Morning Consult, says the Delta variant is already changing consumer spending.
People are reading the news and they're, you know, becoming more fearful.
Still, the latest foot traffic data for many big box retail stores are not showing a slowdown yet. But that might be because of unvaccinated people. Chris Jackson with the polling firm Ipso says many Americans who've gotten the shot are feeling anxious, but not so with the unvaccinated.
There's very little data suggesting that they're not going out.
And he says that's not likely to stop, even if infections soar. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.